Welcome back to the Gigi Meyer podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the episode before this, actually, like, it's called Embrace the Chaos. Go take a listen. I had my sister on. She's awesome. She's my best friend. And I've seen it with my own eyes. She absolutely manhandles chaos like it's nothing and had a lot of great things to teach us in that episode. So go listen to it. All right. But today I wanted to talk about something that I just kind of realized that was a bigger change in my life than I had thought. And I also realized that I think it's actually something that everyone kind of deals with. Yeah, let's dive into it. But first, I mean, we understand that there's certain people who want to grow. There's certain people who are after big things in life. They're ambitious. They have goals and are always after growing and learning and just becoming a better version of themselves every chance they get in whatever it is, fitness, you know, career, relationships, spiritual, whatever. And if you ask me, that's what life's about. So I am that person. But there's also people who are just content with where they're at and they don't really want to take those risks, be uncomfortable. And that's okay. That's totally fine. But it becomes a problem when the people who don't want to grow inhibit the growth of others. And so someone who is eager, you know, I'm kind of assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you're eager, you're ambitious, you're after a better you. But for you, this is something just you absolutely have to be aware of. So here's the thing. When you decide to level up in your life in some way, whether it's your fitness, your career, you know, you're going back to school for something or you're investing in something, essentially that means something about you is going to change. You know, you're going to be different in some way. And so let's keep it to the example of fitness. That's what I do. So let's talk about fitness. And I mean, that was kind of what happened in my journey as well. So when I decided to make changes in my life with my health and my fitness, I did it initially because I realized like I just wasn't happy with where I was physically. I just wasn't happy. I wasn't confident. I didn't feel like I was living into my potential physically. And I saw that kind of impact every area of my life. So I wanted to change that. So what I did was I hired a coach. I learned that I needed to change the way I ate. You know, I didn't go out as much. I changed my lifestyle a little bit, started going to bed earlier. I stopped drinking a ton. And then I started like utilizing my time wisely, more wisely. And I started reading and listening to podcasts. So there are some things that I incorporated in my life that I just wasn't doing before. And my lifestyle changed. Like essentially it took like a 180 in my life. And I noticed when I started to do this, like the people close to me, there were people close to me, my friends, family that were responding in one of two ways. One, they were empowered. You know, I saw other people be empowered by it. And when they're empowered, they're likely to do something better with their fitness too. And that's great. And that means, you know, I've influenced them to become better. They're supporting me. They're people I want to be around. And that's a win-win. Everybody wins there, right? But the other thing is, you know, they're threatened, right? So people are either empowered by me changing or threatened by me changing. And I think they're threatened. I use this word threatened because when they see me change, they didn't like that. They felt threatened because they don't like change. And I think it's because they like subconsciously convict themselves and then become super insecure of where they're at in life, thinking like, oh, does that mean I need to change? And maybe that means, yes, maybe they know they need to change, but they don't like it. They don't like change. And honestly, I don't like change either, but I was willing to do something about it and they're just not. And so I noticed the way people would respond, these people that were threatened, they would just subtly do things to try and stop me. And it's almost like they'd rather see me stay at their level for their own ego than to see me level up and be happier. And so they did things like question me, like, what are you doing? You know, and they tried to convince me I was fine where I was at. Like, you look great. What are you talking about? You're crazy. Or sometimes it would make me feel dumb for doing what I was doing. Like, why the heck are you eating like that? Like, life is short. Why do you even care? You know, you're fine. Why would you track your food? That's stupid and crazy. You know, why are you planning your meals so much? That's just so much work and time. you know, don't be lame. Take, you know, come out with us tonight, whatever. So all those things, right? And then I realized something, you know, I realized that they weren't really doing that because they cared so much about what I do and they don't want to lose the old me. I realized that this is their way of just coping with their own insecurities. Like it's their insecurities creeping in. And so they just try to justify on their own heads that what I'm doing is dumb and pointless and that they don't need to do it. And so for some people that works. Sometimes it works on people. Some people give up dreams and goals because they're so influenced by these type of people. And to be honest, like, yeah, it worked on me. And I'd fell for it often. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. Life is short. This is dumb. Like I'm in good shape. I'm fine where I'm at. Like I just need to accept that. And so then I would fall back into my old ways. I'd go out, I'd stay up late, I'd eat crap food, I'd drink alcohol and a lot of it, and I'd party. And although it was super fun for me at the moment, I'm a super social person and I'm very social. And although it was fun for me at that moment, the next day I realized like it just totally robbed me of my happiness. The next day I had crazy anxiety. I'd feel awful about myself. I'd be exhausted. I'd literally like my body literally was falling apart. That's what alcohol does to me, people. And I was just miserable the next day. And I eventually just became sick of it. I'm like, you know, am I really going to give up my dreams and goals because I don't want them to feel threatened? I don't want my friends to feel threatened. I don't want to disturb anybody. I don't want to draw attention to myself, right? I didn't want to upset anybody or make anybody feel less of themselves either. Like I just wanted to blend in and not really draw attention to myself. But then I realized that that was just at the expense of my own happiness. And that wasn't fair to me. And so I let that influence my decisions and path entirely. But then I got to a point where I was like, okay, I can't do it anymore. But then also like the things that they were saying, they started to bring awareness to some fears of my own too. Like, what if I'm wasting time? What if I do fail? What if this isn't worth it? What if I'm just like kidding myself? I can't do any of this. And so, like I said, I just got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm unhappy. Something's got to change. And that fear that I'm kind of having, like that fear that I can't do it, that I'll fail and I'll be wasting my time. I wanted to find out for myself and I just wanted to take a shot at it as opposed to just assuming that they were right, you know, as opposed to just letting whoever convince me that it wasn't even worth a try. I was going to find out for myself. And then I also realized this, whether someone is empowered by me changing and leveling up in my life, or if someone is threatened by me changing and leveling up, is completely out of my control. You know, they're going to respond the way that they want. And what I can control, I can't control that. But what I can control is how much longer I let them influence me and the direction that I go. And to be honest, someone who isn't pumped for me to be better has issues. They have issues. They have some sort of issue. Like I was talking about, insecurities, doubts, fear of change, whatever. They have their own problems. And that's not my problem. That's their problem. And then those who are pumped for me, I'm going to hold them close and I'm going to take them with me because that's who I want to be around anyways. I realized my support system is everything in this, in the way that I want to live my life. And so that meant I had to proactively manage that area of my life by having conversations with people, letting people know I have goals and I need a certain level of support from people, and establishing myself in a way that like people know what I'm about and that's just who I am. And then in some other cases, like sometimes I've had to like eliminate people and eliminate certain influences in my life. I just get rid of it. Like it wasn't helping me in any way. And although it hurts for a minute, for sure it hurts for a minute, I realized it'd be way more devastating to me for me not to do anything about it and just let it happen. You know, I got to a point where I realized I got to do what I got to do. And then I also realized, to be honest, I'll never apologize for leveling up in my life. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. I just really appreciate that you are on here and hearing what I got to say. I hope you were able to learn and take something from it. And if you did, do me a favor. Go and share this episode with somebody that you think will get a lot out of it. And also, I would just love to hear your thoughts. You know, reach out to me on Instagram. Leave a rating or a review. It would be much, much, much appreciated. But thanks again so much for listening. And until next episode, go crush the week.